Our recent summer Keep It Short drive did end on the third day as we had hoped and went over the goal. Many, many thanks to everyone who renewed or made a new member pledge. If you haven't yet checked out the Bass Locator map created by Michelle Crouch, located at WHQR.org, you owe it to yourself to go see it. It's a riot. As is our custom, here's a sample of comments that were sent in by phone or on the web. Matthew Williams said, "It's the greatest thing on the planet, the last bastion of real journalism." Carolyn Fortner Burton said, "I love all the local commentary, Nan Graham, Andy Woods, plus Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me." John Gendris lives in Chicago and works in Wilmington 1 to 2 days a week and wants to play his part. He says, "I'm hoping that my pledge will motivate people who live here permanently to play their part." Julie Spangler said, "I only listen to WHQR. I'm grateful to live in a town that supports this great station." Bob Williams said, "I listen every day on the way to and from work and appreciate your efforts." Jim Everett said, "I think your radio station and your staff are the best. We must have WHQR in our area." Elaine Chappell said, "There is so much to love about public radio. I love the news, Soup to Nuts, Garrison Keillor, Midday Cafe with George. I would be lost without it." Charlotte Mercer said, "The pledge drives are entertaining and motivational." Chadwick Roberts said, "I'm a university professor and use the programming all the time when I'm teaching. You do a great job of publicizing speakers and events at the university." Inge Conrad Terpe says, "I love the station. I'm a student and I listen every day in the lab. Scientists love NPR. Joseph Appelt of Glenview, Illinois said, "As a regular NPR listener, when I'm in Wilmington, I appreciate and depend on WHQR for news and classical music. Thanks." Abigail Easter said, "I just started listening as I've reached my calmer years and I'm a little tired of loud and crazy music." Herb Bruni said, "It's the only game in town." Catherine Coulter of Gurley, Alabama said, "I love listening to two of my favorite WHQR ladies, Barbara and Jamila. I love the classical music and I miss Wilmington." Sharon Moore said, "How great that you are partnering with some of our wonderful community nonprofits. Cape Fear River Watch is the best. Bring on the fish." Tommy Lanier said, "What could be better? Fish in the river and NPR." Theodora Haynes said, "I don't know what I'd do without public radio." Elizabeth Lotzbach said, "I enjoyed all the music, midday interview, and cultural calendar. I also like Science Friday, Prairie Home Companion, and the food show on Saturday morning. But mostly I like all of you and your commitment to this community. We're blessed to have you on the radio show." And Tara Carter said, "I love this radio station. You consistently report on issues I care about, and you do a fine job of maintaining civility during this time of deep division. Bless you all, and long live WHQR." That's a sample of comments received during our summer pledge drive. Thanks to everyone who contributed. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.